This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday morning wake-up call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and maximize their potential for life. A few weeks ago, I talked about the book, The One Thing, The Surprisingly Simple Truth Behind Extraordinary Results by Gary Keller and Jay Papasan. If you were with me for that podcast, you might remember that the one thing in the book is a reference to an idea. Everybody should pick one thing, the authors tell us, and focus completely on that one thing. Michael Phelps, for example, selected swimming and practiced 6 hours every day, and he became the most successful swimmer and most decorated Olympian of all time. Pat Matthews, one of America's great impressionist painters, says he turned his passion for painting into a skill and ultimately a profession by simply painting one painting a day. The authors articulate a question that can help us determine the one thing for our life. And here's their question. What's the one thing I can do such that by doing it, everything else will be easier or unnecessary? Focusing on that one question, answering it in different areas of your life will cause a domino effect, which can make you more effective. Well, this morning, I'd like to think about that one thing concept in a different way. Think of one thing, the giving up of which would make your life more productive, more fruitful, and while probably difficult at first, would in the long term make your life easier, lighter, and smoother. Think of that one thing. What is it? Maybe something comes to your mind immediately, perhaps not. In either case, you need to give it some thought. Pause and take a serious look at your life. Socrates said, "The unexamined life is not worth living." So do some reflecting. Think hard about that question. What is the one thing I could give up that would accelerate my life in the direction it needs to go? And what direction does your life need to go? Well, that requires some more reflection, as well as thinking about what area of your life you're focusing on. I mean, it could be your spiritual, mental, family, and relationships, your physical life, or your career, your vocational life. Now, this week is a wonderful week to think about that spiritual aspect of your life. Thousands of Christians observe Lent, which officially begins this Wednesday with what's called Ash Wednesday. Lent is the period of prayer and fasting in preparation for Easter. It's 40 days long, but there are 46 days between Ash Wednesday, the first day of Lent in the Roman Catholic liturgical calendar, and Easter. But whether it's 40 or 46, it's an excellent time for evaluating your life. Believers often give up something during this time. Let's think about that. Giving up something can actually be easier and more effective if you add something to replace what you're giving up. Now, that holds true whether you observe Lent or not, whether you're a believer or a non-believer. So go back to my question. What is the one thing you could give up that would make your life better, more effective, and move it along in the direction it needs to go? Take the physical aspect of your life, for example. Let's say you want to be healthier, but you don't exercise, and you know you need to eat more mindfully. So your problem may be something like this. You eat too much after, let's say, 8 o'clock in the evening because you're tired from the day's work, and watching TV and snacking is sort of your way of rewarding yourself for your hard work and efforts during the day. Or perhaps you eat late because you work late. And because you stay up too late munching and watching TV, you have an excuse not to exercise in the morning, don't you? So what's the one thing you could do to improve your health? Well, it seems pretty obvious in this instance. Give up the late night TV and snacking. That will free you up to do one thing, the morning exercise. Okay, here's my warning, and it's not to check with your physician before exercise. I'm going to assume you'll do that anyway. But here's my warning. Changing a bad habit and replacing it with a good one requires strength, energy, and fortitude. It's not easy, or everyone would do it. And by the way, it helps if you have someone who will encourage you along the way. But giving up a habit and picking up a good one, it's not easy. That's why I say, think of just one thing to change at a time. So if you haven't been eating healthy nor exercising, you've been a couch potato for some time, and suddenly you decide to change your diet, watch no TV, eliminate all social media, and start training for a marathon all at the same time, you'll likely overload and fail on all accounts. Try taking one habit at a time. And here's what will likely happen if you stay with it. Giving up one bad habit leads to success elsewhere. Going to bed earlier because you're not staying up late and watch TV, and snacking not only frees you up for exercise, it will motivate you to eat healthier during the day. You begin to actually think a healthier lifestyle. And soon, you're adding other healthier habits without really struggling with it. It's the same way with the spiritual. If I'm staying up too late, I can't get up and enjoy time with God in that early morning hour. I miss out on that. So when I give up late night TV, I get to enjoy that early morning time. And then that has a domino effect during the day. I'm more likely to sense God's presence at other times. I find myself being more sensitive and kinder to others. I'm actually more creative. Giving up that one thing makes doing my one thing easier and more effective. Now think about it and act on it. And why not start this Wednesday and see the difference it makes in your life between then and Easter? Join me next week, and in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be. Dragged a comb across my head.